Hello.
Hello. Hi. Good evening, ma'am. My name is Marcos from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. This call is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote, ma'am, in Nevada?
Yes.
Ma'am, and in what year were you born? Just a year?
62.
And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
May I please know your race? Are you white, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
I guess I can be called black.
In politics today, ma'am, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Democrat.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. From 0 to 10, how much power do you think your vote has?
6.
I know it's a long way off, ma'am, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein, or you're still undecided? Or would you vote for other political offices?
Democrat Kamala Harris.
Like I mentioned to you, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote to be your senator? Republican Sam Brown or Democrat Jackie Rosen?
Jackie Rosen.
Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. I'm going to read the statement starting with, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Statement two reads, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. And the statement three reads, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal. Which of those statements is closest to your own view?
Two.
Based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in Nevada when it comes to abortion legality? Do you think abortion is legal and available in all cases in Nevada? Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Nevada? Or do you think abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Nevada? Or abortion is totally banned in Nevada, or you're not sure?
I'm not sure.
How concerned are you about abortion access in Nevada, ma'am? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Very concerned.
As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot? Have you heard some? Have you heard only a little? Have you heard nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the rights to abortion? Or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure? Will you vote yes or vote no? Or here's the text of a constitutional amendment that might appear on the ballot in Nevada in the November 2024 elections. It reads, a state constitutional amendment to establish a fundamental right to abortion performed or administered by a qualified health care practitioner until fetal viability or when needed to protect the life or health of a pregnant patient. After reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I heard it all, but I'm going to say yes now.
Okay. What values are behind your current situation to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick the two values that best describes the values behind your decision for the following list. I'm going to start with responsibility to younger and future generations, privacy, empathy, safety, making decisions about your own body, control over your own life, equality, freedom, responsibility to women, rights, or you, or which of those two values do you think best describes?
Okay, those all ran together for me, but read the first one over for me.
It reads responsibility to younger and future generation, then it reads privacy, then it reads empathy, safety, making decisions about your own body, control over your own life, equality, freedom, responsibility to women, rights.
Making decisions of your own body.
Okay. Please select another one, please. Please select two values.
Oh, two. That would be safety.
Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
Repeat that one again.
Yes, does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballots on the measure in your state this November, does it make you more or less motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
Makes no difference.
And if you learned a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in the in your likelihood to vote for the candidate? Okay. And if you learned a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Less likely.
Would that be a somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
And to the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want an abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or do they want states to decide on their own abortion laws, to the best of your knowledge?
Well,
what do Republicans want?
I think they want a national ban.
Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want an abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, wanted a national ban on abortion without exceptions, or do they want abortions to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or do they want the states to decide on their own abortion laws?
They want it to be legal nationally.
How about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, or want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide to on their own abortion laws?
I want it to be legal nationally.
And when thinking about who to vote for in the race for the United States Senate, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it a requirement? You will say that you will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion, or it's very important, or do you think it's somewhat important? Does it make no difference if it's someone unimportant or very unimportant?
Very important.
And when thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it a requirement? And you will say that you will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion. Is it very important, somewhat important? Does it make no difference? Is it somewhat unimportant or very unimportant?
A requirement.
You will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employer to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication, abortion access through the mail. Based on what you just heard, ma'am, or read, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very favorable, somewhat favorable? Does it not matter, somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
If you learned a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidates?
Less likely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Now, here are some statements made by people who support the Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing is it to vote for Republican candidates or no on ballot measures. The first statement reads, Republicans want to protect our kids and the rights of parents, and that is what I support. The Democrats support the proposed abortion amendments, which threatens parents' rights by legalizing abortion and sex changes by minors without parental control, without parental consent. Is that statement a very convincing reason to vote for Republicans, somewhat convincing of a reason to vote for Republicans, or not a very convincing reason to vote for the Republicans, or not a convincing reason at all to vote for Republicans?
Not a convincing reason at all.
And the statement that reads, reasonable people can have different opinions on abortion. Democrats support this amendment, which is not what it seems, and it's too extreme. I am voting for Republicans who have a moderate common sense approach to abortion. Is that statement a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not at all a convincing of a reason to vote for the Republicans? Okay. Here are some statements made by the people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. The next president is likely to appoint up to three new Supreme Court judges who will shape Supreme Court ruling on issues like abortion for generations. A Republican president and Senate could lock in a 7-2 conservative majority for decades. We need a Democratic president and senators who will appoint and confirm fair, impartial judges, not MAGA justices who take bribes for billionaires to attack our reproductive freedoms. Is that statement a very convincing reason, a somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all to support Democrats?
Somewhat convincing.
And the statement that reads, every person's life and pregnancy has their own unique circumstances. Decisions about abortion should stay between people and their doctors, not on qualified politicians. That's why I'm voting yes on the measure, and for Democrats who believe the government should not interfere in healthcare decisions. Is that a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, or not a convincing reason at all to vote for Democrats?
Very convincing.
Okay. And the statement that reads, we deserve the freedoms to make our own healthcare decisions, including decisions about abortion. Republicans are trying to take away our reproductive freedoms, which is why I'm voting yes on the abortion measure. And for Democrats who will protect our freedoms, is that a very convincing of a reason, somewhat convincing, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all to vote for Democrats?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, ma'am, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, even though it's a repeated question.
Okay.
And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, from whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein? You're still undecided, or for whom would you vote?
For Kamala Harris.
If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I would vote yes.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote to be your senator, Republican Sam Brown or Democrat Jackie Rosen?
Jackie Rosen.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received, 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, or the doctorate?
Master's degree.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Heterosexual.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or were you not eligible to vote?
Joe Biden.
last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Okay. Is this almost over?
Yes, ma'am. We're actually almost
20.
We're actually over, ma'am. This concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for your time, ma'am. Do note and know that your opinions are very important. Thank you so much for your time, ma'am. You have yourself a wonderful night.
Same to you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Bye-bye.